The game of football is a team effort. 11 players needing to work together to make a play successful. Three facets of the game, all required in order to get a victory. For a football team to have a successful season and make a playoff run, there needs to be star players getting the headlines, along with others who fly under the radar. But their impact is just as big. The Vikings have plenty of standouts who have played a pivotal role in the success this season. Players filling in for injury, not playing their normal position, or doing whatever it takes to get a win.
I want our football team, regardless of who's in the game at that point in time, I want them to know what situation it is, perform it to the expectation that I want them to, and be able to adjust to whatever is happening during the game so that, you know, I think those guys typically make the best players, the guys that can make those kind of adjustments. Well, I'm playing against this guy this week and I have to change and, you know, I have to be a little bit quicker on my set, or I have to be better with my hands or whatever it might be.
Joe Berger went from starting at right guard for 9 games last year to moving over to center in August to fill in for the injured John Sullivan. He started every game this season, and the 11-year veteran is a leader on the offensive line.
He knows what it takes, you know, and if there's one thing you have to do as an offensive lineman is play tough, you know, hard-nosed football. And he does a great job of doing that. He does a great job of directing those young guys that are on the offensive line. And just kind of, he's like the jail to the offensive line.
In 5 seasons in Minnesota, Andrew Sandejo has done a bit of everything. An undrafted free agent who had to earn a spot in the NFL by standing out on special teams. This year, he rose to the top in training camp and took over as the starting safety.
Everybody in every field of, you know, whatever you choose to do in life, should, that's kind of what your outlook should be, is if you get a big opportunity, you should take advantage of it. You know, just work real hard. It's been working out thus far, so just going to stay on that same game plan as far as just every day coming with a good attitude, doing all the little things right, you know, all the success will take care of itself.
Second-year running back Jerick McKinnon has seen his rushes and playing time cut down from last year with the return of Adrian Peterson. But whenever he gets in the game, good things tend to happen. He averages over 5 yards a carry and has 3 touchdowns in the past 2 games.
A lot more comfortable. And, you know, that just comes with reps and watching Adrian, watching Matt, and, you know, dissecting film. Listening to Coach Turner in offensive meetings, you know, taking what Coach Kirby teaches me, and you know, just putting it all together, and so I'm starting to pick at the right time. So you know, it's a good thing, and you know, it's just for me setting the bar, you know, a level higher each week, you know, just trying to come out, perform, and do my job.
Paving the way for McKinnon and Peterson has been fullback Zach Lyon, who spent 2 years battling through an injury and being on the practice squad. Now, the full-time starter, Lyon, has been the main blocking back while also scoring 4 touchdowns this season.
Yeah, I just want to do my job. You know, we have a lot of guys in the offense that, you know, do some dirty work so we can be successful. And you just got to keep grinding in the games. And eventually your opportunity will come, and most likely you'll be open because most of the game you've been doing a lot of dirty work. So that's kind of the role I've had, just do my job and wait for my opportunities. And when I get those, make a play.
No sport requires more of a team effort than the game of football, where all 11 players on the field need to be on the same page. A successful team isn't based on how many big-name players take the field, but rather each person on the 53-man roster knowing their role and being prepared to play on Sundays. The Vikings have found success this season with those unheralded players stepping up when called. The ones not getting the headlines, but seeing the team's success and helping bring a return trip to the postseason.